What team news do you have ahead of this one?
Brownie's obviously done well to get through the other night there. He's carrying a little knock, but you know, the way he played in the three goals in his last three games at the minute, I think he'll be fine. We took Gabby Tamas off just as a precaution. You know, his hamstring had tightened up a little bit, but I'm hopeful for the third game running, which is the first time in a long time that I can name the same team. That consistency is something that we've not had for a while, as in team selection. And you know, a good thing for me is the boys that are in the team know that they have to perform to a top level to stay there, and because they've got other lads sitting on the bench and training every day that are hungry to get on the pitch as well.
Forrester goes for his scan today, is that right?
Yeah, he's going to see a specialist to get an injection in his ankle. You know, hopefully it's nothing too serious. And you know, I said after the game the other night there, we all feel a bit for Harry because he's slightly embarrassed to tell people that he's injured again. But we're pretty sure he'll be okay.
What do you do with him in terms of him coming back? Do you have to ease him back gently now because of the succession of problems he's had?
A little bit, and it's frustrating for Harry and frustrating for me as his manager, because he showed in the Wigan game that he's getting close to what he's capable of, as in his form and his impact that he can have in the game. So we'll get him back, and as you said, it might have to be look after him a little bit, but if a team keeps winning and performing, it doesn't give me a problem.
What about the rest of the lads? I mean, how key can they be in terms of keeping his chin up? I heard you talking the other night, saying he's feeling very low about things. Is it important that the rest of the lads get round him and support him?
Yeah, they get round and support him in their own sick way sometimes with the banter that goes flying around. So, you know, the one thing that we have got here is amongst the players is a good team spirit, and they'll all make sure that his spirits are high.
Who's still in the treatment room? I forget now.
Well, it's just Harry at the minute, Jamie McCombe. Rob Jones played a part in the game yesterday, but his neck and back was okay, but he's twisted his knee a little bit, so we had to come off. But we're hopeful he'll be okay, and you know, apart from a couple of little knocks here and there, everybody's fine.
How soon before Rob can be involved with the first team, do you think?
Well, the plan was to give him 45 minutes yesterday, and then we've got a game against Port Vale next week, which we'll hopefully we'll get 90 minutes in, and then he should be ready to go, because he's been training, he's been working hard on his fitness side of things, so that won't be a problem. It's just getting some match sharpness in him.
McCombe was always going to be long term, but what's the latest with him?
Yeah, he's taking his time at the minute, Jamie. You know, the fracture on his back is healed, but he's still got some hamstring pain that he's had probably for the last 18 months. You know, so with him being out, the amount of time he's been out, we don't want to rush him back too quickly.
Ender Stevens, have you managed to progress that yet?
Yeah, we're hopeful. You know, we've still not spoke to Villa yet. As I say, you always Ender wants to stay. We want him to stay, and over the next day and a half, I'm sure there'll be a phone call going in.
And the recent recruits, how much stronger do you feel they've made you as a team now?
Yeah, we look a lot more solid, and we look a lot more composed, especially at the back. You know, and the experience that they bring with them is invaluable, and it rubs off on the rest of the team. You know, and I think it's important to give Paul Keegan a mention as well, coming back from fitness. You know, he protects the back four well, and allows the rest of our attacking players to go and do their job. So with that five and the back four and Keegs sitting in front of them, you know, and so we've conceded one goal in the last three games, so the proof's in the pudding there.
That is a fearsome back four now, isn't it? I've just been next door, and the height that you've got back there is enough to send shivers down anybody's spine, isn't it?
It is, but as well as them being big physical lads, they're all lads that can play. You know, and as well as the defensive side of things, as we've seen with Abdu the other day there, you know, we're a real threat from set pieces again. You know, which is something that we've not been for a while. And it breeds confidence, you know, that going forward the lads know that we've always got a chance of scoring, and we just need to keep that door locked at the back, and we feel a lot more confident doing that with the personnel we've got.
And defensively you've improved in the last few games as well. I think your last two home games have both finished in 3-0 wins without conceding a goal.
It is, and that's massively pleasing. Look, it's great that some of our football the other night there was fantastic going forward, albeit against 10 men, but that can be more difficult sometimes. But for me, the two clean sheets are massively important, because we've not had enough of them this year.
And goal difference, as we all know, can be key come the end. Obviously, you'll be hoping to be clear of it by then, but it can often be a deciding factor, can't it?
It can, and you know, up until I think it was after about 12 games of the season, we were in top five, the top four or five in the division for goals conceded. You know, and then we went in a run where we conceded too many sloppy goals by losing concentration, and we feel now, keep repeating it with the experience we've got at the back, that we don't take any risks, and we we eradicate any mistakes that we can do, and that means that if we need to pass out from the back, we do. But if these lads need to put their foot through it and get us up the pitch, they do that as well.
Do you think having a back four like that will give more freedom to those in front?
I think we've seen that with Richie Wellens, with James Kopp and John Mark Duffy. You know, we've got Billy and Brownie, and that we've got players in the team that can go and play with a lot of freedom, and they can do that a lot more if they're confident in their teammates behind them. You know, and that's what we've seen in the last three games.
And looking at Keegan, for example, you mentioned there, I think he's up in the summer, isn't he? Probably going to be a few more as well. At what point do you sit down with players like that? And is Keegan in particular one that you'd be looking to keep?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's any secret what I think of Keegan. He's a top player for us, and from the minute we walked in the door, he's shown a great desire to impress his early doors. And the best thing for me is he comes into the team. There's no frills about him. He does his job, and lets others go and play. So Paul will definitely be one we'll be looking to keep.
When would you address that typically?
It's a hard one at the minute, you know, because as in setting budgets for next year, and we have to find out what division we're going to be in first, yeah. You know, and so the sooner we can get to safety or closer to safety, then we can sit down and keep our better players in the Championship.
He's a real manager's player though, isn't he, Keegan?
He's great, and as I said, he just gets on with his job. You know, he's a leader in the changing room, he's vocal in the changing room, and he's got a real desire to do his job properly, but also if players need a kick up the backside around, then we'll do that as well.
In terms of business, I think you've said already it's going to be quiet. Still the case?
Yeah, it's still the case. Never ceases to amaze me how agents keep calling you up and tell you that you're interested in all these players. Seemingly I made a bid for somebody this morning that I've never even heard of, so I think that tells you that our business is done.
Anybody out?
No, I'm really happy with the squad we've got in a minute.
You played really well the other night. I mean, that's set a real standard, hasn't it? As Middlesbrough come again, you'd be looking to try and get a similar kind of performance, obviously.
Yeah, I'm loath to talk about staying up as an achievement because I think it's slightly negative, but I think after the injuries we've had, I think getting promoted last year from the division below and the standard of the teams and the players that are in the division at home, it'll be definitely up there with one of my biggest achievements.